Hello, and welcome to Kingdom Connection with Jensen Brinkley. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. If you enjoy the teaching ministry of Jensen Brinkley and would like to enjoy more resources, devotionals, including our weekly updates, we hope you'll visit our website at jensenfranklin.org.
Christmas, everybody. It's wonderful to see you here. And I want to talk to you for just a few moments about the Christmas story, maybe from a little different angle of why Jesus came. And I want to speak to you for just a few moments, but I want to tell you a quick story. It's a true story, and it's a story about a preacher. You may or may not know that preacher. But this preacher was under a lot of stress, and like everybody is at Christmas time, and the traffic was bad. He was out in his car running late, trying to get somewhere, and the traffic jam in front of the mall, and cars, everybody's on edge. And there's a teenager in a car, and he makes an illegal turn right in front of this preacher, this pastor. And when he does it in such a way that it almost, I mean, they came within a fraction of an inch of exchanging paint. And it was so rude and such a bad move on that kid's part. And when the light changes, he sees an opportunity to pull up beside the boy. And the preacher rolled down his window. And when he rolled down his window, the boy rolled the window down, that waved the one finger wave. And he said, "Hey, son, you need to watch your wave." And the boy looked back at him with a smirk on his face and said, "Make me." But something came over this preacher. I mean, he was under a lot of stress. And he said, "Okay, where?" And the teenager said, "Pull into the mall parking lot." And the preacher said, "There's no way. There's too many people over there." And the boy said, "Well, then you go and I'll follow you." And the preacher takes off like he's gonna find a place. Thankfully, when the preacher that I heard about looked in his rearview mirror, the teenager was still sitting at the light and had decided to turn left. He probably, I can't prove it, I don't know what happened in this story, but probably the boy thought, that guy looks like he's been working out. Or maybe he thought that he was packing, because I kind of had that look too. I mean, he had that look. No. No, God. That wasn't supposed to. Let's keep moving. I feel a lot of judgment and condemnation. Here's what happened. I was thinking about the story that I heard. That little punk activated the punk inside of the preacher. You do understand that inside of all of us, I don't care who you are, there's an old punk waiting to be activated. You can pretend like you're so holy, but you're not that holy. The Bible has a name for that kind of behavior. It's called sin. And the potential punk inside of us is always there, always ready to flare up in carnality and anger and bitterness or hatred or frustration, unkind words. Under the right circumstances, you are a candidate for wrongdoing, for doing the wrong thing under the right circumstances. You may say, I've been saved a long time. If the right punk comes along, the punk inside of you will get activated. Give me a big amen, or I'm going to start calling some people out. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why Jesus came. Matthew 1:21, you shall call his name Jesus, Mary, and he will save his people from their sins. Jesus' name is Yahweh in Hebrew, which literally means God saves. Jesus means God saves. He saves from sin. He saves from self. He saves from eternity lost without God. He became flesh in Bethlehem. He became one of us all the way to his toes. He faced his various punks, but did not retaliate. The Pharisees and all the people who did everything they could to push his buttons, and he never retaliated in hatred and anger and bitterness. It's really remarkable. He paid the price for sin. He did it for you on the cross. Christ in you. He didn't just do it for you on the cross. He then comes into your heart and he conquers sin in you, meaning what he does is when Christ comes in, the punk within you is diminished. That old nature, that old you. And listen to this. We're not sinless, but when Christ comes in, we sin less. And when Christ comes in, he diminishes the punk. That unchristlike nature that is inside of you, he diminishes him, and suddenly Christ begins to grow bigger and bigger. And the more Christ grows, the more you grow. And one day when we stand before the throne of God, we'll all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, and he's going to have all the debts and the sins, the punk in us committed. And guess what we're going to do? We're going to point across the courtroom of heaven and look at Jesus, and Jesus will be waving, and I'll say, he took it, he took it, he took it when he went to the cross. That's the message of Christmas. He took them all. It's pretty interesting to note that the very first text message. How many of you have a cell phone and you text? Let me see your hand. You send texts all the time. Everybody, that's not a strange thing, but it's really a new form of communication that's just happened in our lifetime. But it's interesting that the very first text message was a Christian greeting. December the 3rd, 1992, a 22-year-old British test engineer started what would become a text revolution by sending his boss the first text message ever recorded. And it said the words, "Merry Christmas," on the boss's work computer. He sent the text. Texting has progressed, and now we even have a text vocabulary. If you're savvy in texting, you know what these little abbreviations mean. And if you don't know anything about texting, the good news is you've got your grandkids with you, and you can look really smart right now if you'll just listen to them. For example, here is some text vocabulary words. If you don't want to spell the whole word out, you can just do this and everybody knows what you mean. THX. How many of you know what THX means when you're texting? Say it. Thanks, yes. BTW. What does that mean? Somebody tell me. By the way, you're very smart. LOL. This is a hard one. Laugh out loud. FYI, for your information. How about IDK? Anybody know that one? Yes, you do know. You just said it. I don't know. And I looked this one up. I was surprised to find this one. You may or may not know this one. JIA. Anybody know what that means? I don't think so. It means Jensen is awesome. That's a real... Or it could mean Jesus is awesome. Probably be better. Just happened to think about that. Texts are good. Voicemails are good. But really, that's not communicating. There was a husband and a wife, and I tell you this in closing. There was a husband and a wife who were having a rough time in their marriage. They had two small children. Mother stayed home and was stressed and just had hit a mental wall and was depressed and just said, "I can't take it anymore." And she left a note. She didn't tell her husband where she was going. She left him with the two children, but she had her cell phone and he started sending her text, started sending her messages. "I love you. Come home. I love you. Come home." He would call her and sometimes she would answer, sometimes she wouldn't. He would leave messages on her voicemail, but other times he said that he would just call her and he would hear her sobbing. He didn't know where she was. He didn't know how to find her. Christmas was approaching and it was a few weeks before Christmas and the husband decided to take a greater step and he hired a private detective. The private detective began to use his connections and traced where the phone's messages were being responded from when she would send a brief response saying, "I'm okay," or something like that. And he told the husband where his wife was. On Christmas Eve, they went to this roach-infested, terrible, very low-budget hotel on the rough side of Las Vegas. She had been living there for weeks in dark, deep depression. She was sitting on a hard, cheap bed, staring at, in her own words, a cigarette hole that had been burned in the carpet and just in darkness and depression and feeling like there was no hope for her life. When suddenly there came a knock to the door on Christmas Eve and the light knock began to get harder and harder when she didn't respond and finally she peeped out the curtain and instantly she saw her beautiful children and her husband. She could hardly get the chain off of the door quick enough, and she threw the door open, threw her arms around her husband and her children, and was weeping and crying. And while she was doing it, it's almost like she was packing her bags already. Not a word had to be said or an invite, "Please come home." She was with it. They go home, they had Christmas, and a few weeks later, the tree is back up in the attic, the kids are back in school. And the husband says to his wife, "Tell me, what happened? Why did you decide to come home? I sent you hundreds of texts. I sent you numerous phone messages and left them and told you and begged you how much I loved you and wanted you to come home, and you wouldn't do it. And she said, they were only words until you came. God sent the law, he sent the Ten Commandments, he sent the prophets, he sent angels with messages, he sent the Old Testament prophets, he sent the major and minor words, but they were just words until in Bethlehem he came. And when he came, suddenly those words took on a deeper meaning. 2,000 years ago, Jesus said, I can't just send words. Jesus came to save that which was lost. His name shall be called Jesus. God saves, saves from sin, saves from self, saves from failure, saves from shame. He saves. And when he comes into your heart, you can have peace with God. That's spiritual peace. That's eternal peace. You can have peace within. That's emotional peace. That's peace that passes all understanding. And you can have peace with others. That's relational peace. That's peace eternally, peace internally, peace externally. That's the peace of God, peace with others. That's spiritual peace, emotional peace, relational peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And the message of Christmas is he didn't send a text or a voicemail. That words were not enough. Words didn't work. So he came and he died and he carried your sin so that you could stand in heaven one day and point to him and say, he took them. He took all of those vile acts that the punk in me did. He took them. And I'm forgiven because of him. That's the message of Christmas. Do you know him? Have you experienced him? There was a man who had an alcohol problem, and his friend decided to try to reach him before he destroyed his life. So he went to the bar where he sat every day and he would drink, and he asked the bartender for 2 shot glasses. And he said, I want you to bring me a bottle of water and a bottle of liquor. Hard liquor. And he poured in one of the shot glasses liquor and in the other water. Then he reached into his pocket, this friend of the alcoholic, and he pulled out a little container that had 2 live worms. And he dropped the live worm into the alcohol, one of them, and one into the water. And within seconds or moments, the worm that was dropped into the alcohol was dead. And the one that was in the water just continued to be alive. And he turned to his friend and he said, do you get the point? And his friend looked at it and he saw the dead worm in the alcohol and the live one in the water. And he said, yes, I see the point. He said, tell me, I want to know that you understand what I'm trying to tell you. He said, I totally see what you're trying to tell me. That if you will drink enough alcohol, you'll never have worms. I wonder how many people see Christmas, but they miss the point. They see the lights, they see the trees, they see the gifts, but they miss the point. The tree is to remind you of Calvary. The lights are to remind you that Jesus is the light in a dark, dark world. The gift is to remind you that God gave his greatest gift on the cross for you. And if you're not careful, you'll see what's going on and miss the point. And the point is, Jesus came to save you from your sin. Ask him in tonight. Let him bring light into your darkness. Let him give you peace with God, peace within, and peace with others. And start all over again today in Jesus' name. And that's what this candle represents. It represents that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe on him would not perish, but have everlasting life. And I'm going to ask you to stand all over this room. And I want you to thank God and worship. You really can't have the joy of Christmas without the worship of Jesus. Give me a big amen right there. And so take a moment in this candlelight service and from your heart, worship him. He took your sins away.
We are standing on holy ground, and I know,
sing it like a big choir, church.
There are angels.
Say it again.
We are standing in his presence.
Say it again.
We are standing in,
what a privilege,
his presence,
by the blood of the Lamb.
I exalt.
Maybe this Christmas you've lost someone near and dear to your heart. Maybe there'll be an empty chair at your table. But thank God for his grace. Thank God that Jesus came. Thank God that he didn't just come the first time. He's coming again. And those who are dead will be raised. And someday the trouble and the pain will forever be over. And we'll be in a land where there is no sorrow, no tears, no crying, no dying. That place is called heaven, and you can go if you invite Jesus into your life. I'm going to give you that chance right where you're standing, wherever you're viewing this. You don't have to wonder and hope. You can know that Jesus is your Savior. Jesus means God saves. Let him save you. Pray this prayer, everybody, out loud. Lord Jesus, I surrender. I give you my heart. I give you my life. I give you my body. I am so sorry. I'm ashamed. But you love me. And you cleanse me. And you totally forgive me. And I receive that forgiveness. It comes through your precious blood. It washes me clean. and I am saved. I am forgiven. And when I stand before the throne in eternity, I'm going to point across the room and I'm going to say, He took my sins away. He paid the bill. Thank you, Jesus, for your amazing grace.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Kingdom Connection. We hope this has been a blessing in your life, and we'll share this and other great resources with your friends. Visit JensenFranklin.org for new teachings and free podcasts, videos, and blogs. And be sure to connect with us via Twitter @Jensen or Facebook @JensenFranklin. Thanks for listening to the Kingdom Connection Podcast, and have a great week.